All right, we're on the steps of the Pentecostal church across the road from the Arcola Theatre. We've just seen a wonderful new play, Clarion, by Mark... How would you say it?
I think it's Mark Gergasia.
I have a terrible way of pronouncing things. Don't ask me to pronounce anyone else's name. But anyway, John, I thought it was quite funny. A witty take on the potential rise and fall and perhaps rise again of a old-style newspaper that peddles all sorts of interesting right-wing hysteria. How did you find it?
Yeah, I thought it was very funny as well, and there are some cracking performances in it. Whether it's really allegorical, whether it's really holding the mirror up to modern newspaper journalism, I'm not totally sure. I really wanted to ask Quentin Letts from the Daily Mail if it was if it was just an extension of his day at work. But
I think perhaps they actually pulled their punches. It could probably, in real life, is probably a lot worse.
I imagine if you really did tell the truth about what happens in tabloid journalism headquarters, first of all, nobody would believe it, and secondly, it would be libelous. There are lots of swipes in this at what looked like kind of Aunt Sally publishers and personalities in the newspaper industry. I don't think it's a complete parody of the Murdoch business of the phone tapping, but I do think that Richard Desmond, the editor of The Express, who's also a proprietor of some other kinds of entertainment industries, gets a pretty good pasting and is caricatured here. Claire Higgins plays a wonderful long-time correspondent who was fetched up really after a distinguished career in a second-rate newspaper, and she's really the pivot of the piece, and there's a little bit of whistleblowing and a story has to be leaked, if you like, to a rival newspaper in order that justice may prevail. So it's a little bit of a moral story, but I think that all slides into insignificance, really, because of some of the ranting dialogue, particularly voiced by the newspaper editor Morris, played brilliantly by Greg Hicks. I mean, it really is. It's almost like one-man stand-up comedy, didn't you think?
Yes, it's almost like it's an award-winning performance in its own right. I think and we were just looking at the script after the show, and a lot of what he says on the page you could read in a number of ways, but it's actually in his delivery of the lines, the phrasing, the spitting out of words, the sort of the random associations that some of the lines that he has to say has, that just takes it to a whole new level and is hysterically funny. And I think it's quite filthy mouthed as well, some of his rantings, and I think the filthier he got, the more the audience seemed to enjoy it.
Yes, definitely, definitely. There are some wonderful word bombs in this, and it's perhaps not quite as tautly written or as close to that sort of the thick of it television satire as, say, Great Britain, the Richard Beam piece that was so successful a year or so ago.
But we should bear in mind this is a new play, isn't it? So this is its first outing.
And it's a new play by someone who has worked on both the Evening Standard and The Express and presumably knows what he's writing about. But it's very entertaining, well worth coming to the Arcola for.
Yes, so it's 110 minutes plus a 20-minute interval, I think. That's about right.
What? It started at 7:30 and it's 10 to 10, Paul. I can't work it out.
It could probably be trimmed a bit earlier so we could get to the store to get some milk.